We've updated our website to give it a fresh new look and feel, while keeping the great information about the universe that you've come to expect. Check it out at stardate.org. Stardate June 12th. Stars produce their own acne, blemishes on the surface. It's more common on young stars than old ones. In fact, astronomers can use the blemishes to help determine a star's age. The blemishes are called star spots. They're magnetic storms that can span thousands or hundreds of thousands of miles. They're up to a few thousand degrees cooler than the rest of the star, which makes them darker. The Sun produces these storms as well, sunspots. On average, they cover only about 0.03% of the surface of the Sun. But spots can mark much more of the surface of a young star, a quarter, a third, or more. That can make the star's overall brightness dip by a small but measurable amount. The difference is a result of the star's age. When a star is born, it spins fast, in a few days or even hours. That generates a powerful magnetic field, and it's the magnetic field that creates the star spots. Lines of magnetic force get tangled and twisted. Where those lines penetrate the surface of the star, they create spots. And when the lines snap, they can create outbursts that are thousands of times stronger than any we've seen from the Sun. As a star ages, though, it slows down. Its magnetic dynamo gets weaker, so the number of spots goes down. So astronomers can get a pretty good idea of a star's age by combining its rotation rate with the number of spots, the common blemishes of youth. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.